The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go. Can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watched those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Getting it right. So, you know, I've been talking about the Oilers' defense for, not to, like, the defending as a whole for a long time. And, you know, it gets lost a little bit in the shuffle. It's only a problem for people when they see it right up front in their faces. And it's habits. And not every time that a goal doesn't get scored on you, if you make a bad choice, is it still okay that it happened? You want it to become a habit. So, you know, today Dave Tippett, head coach of Edmonton Oilers, was having a chat with the media. And I thought this was a great thing when he, a quote, and we'll play in a second, when he talked about what is happening to his, to this, a specific decor. Connor, hit it.
They're critical errors at the wrong time. Those are the ones, a lot of times you can watch a lot of video. That's been kind of our main source right now of making sure that we're accountable of what we're doing. But some of the mistakes we're making are just, they're ones that are thinking and effort ones that you have to correct. And sometimes it takes another body in there to see if somebody else can do it better.
That's Dave Tippett, head coach of the Oilers. And that's what I've been saying. Now, you know, you can roll out stats or numbers and say, well, look, he did it 4 out of 5 times correctly. I get that. But some of these decisions are very correctable. These aren't hard things to change. You know, and I don't want to pick on him here, but Ethan Bear on the fifth goal, he stays on the blue line on the right side when the puck's on the other blue line or near the top of the circles on the other side. There's no reason for him to be there. The only reason he's staying there is he's hoping the puck's going to come to him. That's it. The odds of it coming from the other side through a guy Tatar was going through there, it's almost 0%. But he's just hoping. So, you know, you can hope that your hair is going to go back. You can hope you're going to get in shape, but you got to do something about it. So hope doesn't matter. In hockey, defending, you don't hope things. You either know it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. So I don't believe that puck's going to come there. So Ethan Bear has to see that, and he has to back off and get in position. And that to me is an issue right there. So when Dave Tippett talks about the timing of it or the thinking of it, he's 100% right. Now, the fourth goal in a 4-1 or in a 4-0 game, yeah, it maybe doesn't crush your soul, but it's just a habit. You don't need that to happen. Even if he thinks, and again, I'm not picking on Ethan because I got a lot of time for him, but if he thinks he's going to jump in there and score there, I mean, the odds of that happening are so low. That's not a, you know, it's not like a 50-50 proposition. We're like, maybe I'll get the puck. That's like a 95 negative and a 5% chance of Ukraine offense off there. So that's where you got to pick and choose your time. And this group of D, and I'm not going to let the forwards off the hook, they've got to spend time understanding that's how it works. You know, earlier, Greg and I had a private conversation. I'll bring it in now, but we talk about Darnell Nurse and he, you know, him going up for the hit in their neutral zone. You know, the intention, I love it. He wants to be aggressive. He wants to stand guys up. But if he looks up and see the rush, that's not the time for it. So just back off. Not back off to the dots, but back off maybe to just outside your blue line. Accept that rush. You stop it. You can get that hit later. But that's a moment where you kind of just got to see that play. And so it's not one guy. It's not Ethan Bear. You know, Larson's had his time. Caleb Jones had his time. All these guys have had their issues, you know, defensively. So it's not one guy, but on the whole, they've all got to make just a smart decision. So at Dave Tippett, I feel like tonight he's putting in Rusty. You know what he's going to, you know exactly where you're getting from Chris Russell. And then with Lagesson, you think you know what kind of a player he is. He's going to be defensively responsible. He's not looking to start offense. So they're trying to put a floor down. Say, okay, this, we're going to stop goals, the easy goals from happening. Make the other team earn them. So we'll see if it works tonight. They're a quick team, really fast, good forechecker. But you just can't give up those easy goals. So we'll see how it goes tonight. But I love the Dave Tippett. And he's been his press conference have been very straightforward, very honest. And he's telling us exactly what he's thinking in this situation.